Detroit Public Schools Superintendent Nikolai Vidi has faced pushback from his staff on his push to reopen schools. At a board meeting last week, he pointed to rising absenteeism and failure rates in his appeal for more in-person learning. With just 2 months left in the school year and a surge in COVID-19 cases, district leaders have been debating whether to shut down buildings through the summer. Michigan Radio reporter Beenish Ahmed's been following the story, and she joins me now. Hi, Beenish.
Hey, Doug.
The Detroit Public School Board nearly voted to end all in-person learning last week. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so the school board met on Tuesday, and the superintendent, Nikolai Vidi, mentioned that there are all kinds of COVID-safe protocols that they have in place and that the district was looking for ways to reopen schools safely, even if the COVID-19 infection rate doesn't fall below that 5% mark, which was set by the CDC as kind of the measure of when schools can open with the lowest possible risk. A lot of school staff spoke out about that and pushed the school board to close schools through the end of the year. One teacher named Nicole Conway was really vocal about that. She's an organizer with the BAM caucus of the Detroit Federation of Teachers. She said that especially now that COVID-19 cases are spiking, schools in Detroit should close.
Things aren't just as bad as they were before. They are many times worse. And many more lives will be lost. Many more people will be made sick. If you choose to barrel ahead and ignore reality and keep talking about what every other district is doing wrong.
So clearly an intense meeting there, Beenish. What was decided at that meeting?
Yeah, so there actually was a vote, which that teacher and others had called for, and they adopted a measure to suspend in-person instruction through the end of the year. But that vote was nullified because not enough members were present. And so they took up the issue again at a meeting on Thursday and came to a sort of compromise. They decided to stop all in-person classroom instruction until at least mid-May, when the board will meet again and reconsider. And learning centers, which is where students can go to be supervised during their remote lessons, those will stay open.
Most districts in the area offer some kind of in-person instruction. Why has this been such a contentious issue in Detroit?
It's partly because the district came to an agreement with the Detroit Federation of Teachers this summer that made going back to schools voluntary for them. And a lot of teachers have decided not to go back to their classrooms because of the risks associated with in-person instruction. Most outbreaks in the state have been associated with K through 12 schools.
We mentioned that two long-time and serious concerns for the district, absenteeism and failure rates, are climbing in Detroit. What's going on there?
Yeah, so that's something that the superintendent seemed to be really concerned about. He pointed to a set of troubling statistics at the first board meeting on Tuesday, saying that there's been a 10 percentage point increase in chronic absenteeism, that failure rates are going up along with that. And he seemed to attribute those increases to the lack of in-person learning options for Detroit students. And you really got the sense that he felt like a lot of the gains he had made since coming into his position in 2017 were being threatened by the pandemic and by the lack of in-person options for Detroit public school students.
So what are parents saying about all of this?
According to a survey of parents by the district, there are 19,000 students in Detroit public schools who want to go back to classrooms, but there aren't enough teachers to meet that demand. Now, I should say that survey was done before the current surge, so parents might be more hesitant now. But some parents at this meeting said they really rely on those in-person options. One of them was Shireen Nathan. She has a daughter who's a middle school student who goes to a learning center.
There are parents like myself and our students that really need to be in the learning center. And we do trust you and trust your judgment to know that you're putting our students' safety first.
So learning centers are going to stay open, but we'll find out if in-person instruction will resume in Detroit next month.
Okay, Beenish, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
That's Michigan Radio's Beenish Ahmed with the latest on the Detroit Public Schools. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.